that's the best job you can possibly have? It's being the weatherman in San Diego, California. It does not get any better than that. You got a six-figure income, you're on TV for about 30 seconds. People go, what's the weather going to be like, Lou? Nice. Back to you.
Well, actually, it's raining today in San Diego, too. Here in the Puget Sound area, if we had to sum it up in one word, would you go for damp? I'm Keith Seinfeld with Cliff Mass at the University of Washington.
Well, I characterize it as both damp and boring and normal. This weekend is going to be just the typical weather. The highs will get up into the mid-40s, you know, lows down in the 30s. We'll have some showers on and off, more in the mountains and the lowlands. This is going to be a Seattle classic. Today, we really don't have that many showers in the lowlands. There's a few sprinkles left over from last night's front. There are some showers in the mountains and even a little snow, and not much in the passes in the higher elevations, maybe an inch or two. So decent day today, you know, not that much sun, unfortunately. Another weak system comes in tonight and tomorrow morning. So, you know, it's going to cloud up. It'll be some steady rain, you know, probably after midnight, going into maybe 9 to 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. And then that'll move through and we'll be in clouds and some sprinkles. You know, probably a convergence zone will occur. That'll give us more rain in the, from Seattle up to Everett, showers in the mountains, and even some snow. And they'll probably get another 2-3 inches. So that goes through Saturday night. Another weak disturbance comes in, and it looks like Sunday will be mostly dry. There'll be some showers on and off, but you know, it's nothing heavy, cloudy, you know, just typical 40s with some sprinkles around. That's what we're going to live with this weekend.
Okay, boring, but not too cold. No snow on the ground, no ice. I think people kind of actually like it that way. Is there snow even on the mountain passes? Or are those highways going to stay clear too?
I don't think there'll be enough snow up there to have a big impact. The freezing level will fall over the weekend as that last system moves through and this upper level trough goes through. The freezing level will drop to 1,000, 1,500 feet. So the passes will definitely have a little bit of light snow. But this is not going to be heavy stuff. So maybe 2, 3, 4 inches if they're lucky. And they certainly need the snow. The problem is they had this really beautiful snowpack. And then a few weeks ago, it rained on it. And then it got cold, which is terrible because that produces the cascade concrete. The rain gets into the snow. It freezes solid. That's bad. Then we got a little light snow on top of that. And that's what we've been living with, this old snow. They need it to be freshened up. And they'll get a little bit, but not enough to give you the few feet of powder that you want.
Why does it seem that the weather here gets stuck in these patterns like this? Because I know in other parts of the country, they can see a lot of different weather just in a single day. We seem, you know, we had this long stretch of the fog and the inversion and all that. Now we're going to have a long stretch that you call the sort of boring wet. Why does that happen here?
To some degree, it happens everywhere. You get these patterns of ridges and troughs that set up. And we had this ridge that just built in and held for like a week and a half. But there is something that tends to keep our weather from varying as much as other places, and that's the Pacific Ocean. You know, if you're in the eastern United States, they have fronts coming in from the north and from the west that brings fresh movements of cold air and interesting weather. But, you know, we don't get strong fronts coming off of the Pacific Ocean. We have this huge, relatively uniform mass of water. And so you may have good fronts coming off of Asia and Alaska, you know, with big changes in temperature and interesting weather, but it gets homogenized by this large, almost uniform ocean surface. So by the time it gets to us, when we get a front coming through here, the temperatures may change a few degrees. So we just don't get the dramatic frontal shifts, and that's because of this huge ocean that's in the way.
Does this pattern that we're in now mean that the chances of snow have kind of dissipated for here in the lowland area?
I wouldn't give up on snow yet. In fact, the Seattle PI had a story about claiming that some people felt that the snow potential was off for the season. It is not. We can get snow well into the middle to end of February. It's very rare to get snow past the first week of March, but certainly we are still in snow season. The temperatures are cold enough to the north of us. So if we had the right weather situation set up, we could potentially still see snow. So I wouldn't give up on it. I don't see it for the next few days, but it could happen.
Thanks, Cliff.
Sure.
Cliff Mass is a professor of atmospheric sciences at the University of Washington. You can also find our weekly conversation at kplu.org. I'm Keith Seinfeld, KPLU News.